Good morning, everybody in Harford and Cecil counties. This is WHGM Gold and your host, Jobeth Bowers, attorney out of Elkton, Maryland, with the Bowers Law Talk segment. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is our first week here on WHGM Gold. We hope that we can put something together here that provides a little bit of insight, maybe a little bit of guidance, hopefully some useful information out there about a lot of topics that are handled by us here in our office, as well as with other attorneys throughout the state and even some surrounding states, on topics that sometimes are very confusing. And we understand that there are just a lot of questions about getting a lawyer involved in anything, fees that are associated with it, coming into people's offices and whatnot. And by having some of that put out here in a format like this, maybe we can dispel some of those myths, some of those issues. I'm going to take a little bit of time this morning and introduce myself, introduce my practice. And that way, as we move forward, everybody kind of has an idea of what it is that we do and what we offer on a day-to-day basis. We are going to have a dedicated topic this week where we're going to talk about specifically automobile accidents and what you need to do at the accident scene, what information you need to gather so that if you are hiring an attorney or otherwise trying to handle these situations, that you have all the information that you need. There are a lot of things that if our clients have everything for us walking in the door, we can hit the ground running and things move somewhat more swiftly than if we have to go on a mission to find out where the accident was and when it was and who it was involved in. And then we're going to open it up to callers. So we are taking calls here live at the WHGM Gold line, 410-939-9446. So we're going to do that in one of the later segments here, but feel free to call in. You could text that number. Also, if you find us and navigate to our Bowers Law Facebook page, you can actually message us through there if that's more convenient. And we are going to try to monitor that and potentially answer some of those questions as we get through the show here. So again, thank you for tuning in. This is our first broadcast and we're excited to kind of bring this information in a format that I have not seen in this area yet. So again, hopefully the information that we provide is helpful. Little bit about me so that we kind of know where we're going and how this sets up. I am an attorney here who primarily handles injury cases myself. Now, I have an office that has some other attorneys in that we'll get into, but typically that means automobile accidents or other injury claims. My office has been located in Elkton, right on Main Street, on the notorious Lawyers Row, as they call it, for almost 6 years now, and we have been helping our clients handle the aftermath of auto accidents pretty much since day one. So it's a very unique and specialized area of law that if you tune into all of these broadcasts, you're going to learn has a whole lot of moving parts. And, you know, one of the important things that I always tell people is that, and if you've heard any of our spots on the radio station the past few weeks, you'll know there's a lot of moving parts. And ultimately, when you call us, we take over and handle it all. And it's something that, you know, our office has been trained, our staff knows the ins and outs of these claims, and we do whatever we can to kind of take the heat off of our clients who are dealing with a whole lot when these things happen. And hopefully we can kind of quiet the storm a little bit and make things go a little bit smoothly. Ultimately, we're not going to go pick your car up from the body shop when it's repaired. We're not going to go to your doctor's appointments or physical therapy appointments, obviously. But as far as dealing with insurance companies, getting medical bills and records, any of that kind of stuff, our clients don't have to do that running around. You don't even have to get a police report. Our office will collect that and request those things. And one of the things that we have been doing a lot of recently because of COVID-19 is a lot of virtual consultations. So we're able to meet with our clients on the phone if they're comfortable. If they want a quasi face-to-face or what constitutes as face-to-face here in 2020, either using Google Meeting or Zoom or a format like that to meet you again in today's version of face-to-face. And most of the documentation that we need from our clients, we can have digitally signed. And the documents that we can't, we just mail out to you and have you mail back so we can get going with that. One of the things for a little bit later when we get into the call segment that I just want to note is that, you know, if you're calling into the normal WHGM Gold line, the 410-939-9446, we're going to ask a couple of things. Number one, calling us and asking questions will not create an attorney-client relationship. So if you're interested in that, call our main office number after we're off the air, the 410-885-6200. We are happy to talk to you. Again, the consultations are free. Feel free to mention that you heard us here on Gold. We're happy to hear that we are reaching people out there. We try not to give actual legal advice here. And what I mean by that, and it might sound like we're giving legal advice sometimes, but these situations, we're going to give you general answers for if it's this or if it's that. Generally, this is how it goes, but there are usually little twists and turns in all these situations that might make the answer for a particular person's situation slightly different. So this is not a DIY type of situation dealing with these auto accidents most of the time. So we are happy to guide you and help you out. Try not to get super personal. We are on the air here. So everybody listening right now is going to hear about your situation and the question that you're calling. So if you want to keep it very general, we appreciate that. I think that your own privacy would appreciate that as well. There is no confidentiality because you're asking these questions in public. So also don't use your full name. And as I had mentioned earlier, when we get to the call-in segment and when we get to a later segment, we have a specific topic this week. If we can keep those questions kind of geared toward that topic, that's going to help us have a little bit of a flow here. And we're going to do our best to publicize through a weekly law minute on WHGM Gold, as well as through our Facebook page, what that week's topic is going to be. That way you can kind of look ahead and say, hey, look, I have, you know, there's an attorney that's coming in on the show in 2 weeks that's going to talk about custody or is going to talk about disability or whatever else might be coming on the forefront. Those would be ideal times to contact us if you want to ask a question like that on the air, but also anytime. Our office is open. We're answering the phone more or less 24/7, and you're going to get a live person. We don't have an answering service. So if you have some of those questions that really, you know, deserve that actual talk to somebody with confidentiality, with privacy, call our office, the 410-885-6200, anytime that we're not live on the air here. We are happy to talk to you about those. And again, no obligation to hire us. All of those inquiries are strictly confidential. And if for whatever reason you are calling us about a topic that is not something that our office handles, we have a myriad of trusted advisors that we can put you in touch with. So that's kind of what we're doing here and what we are looking for. So we are going to take a break here for a moment and pay for this thing. And then we are going to get back to you with a fun little segment that we like to call This Day in Florida Man, and we will get on to this week's topic. So thank you for listening to WHGM Gold, and feel free to give us a call or text with any questions that you have for the later segment at 410-939-9446, and we will be back shortly. Thank you. All right, everybody, welcome back. As I promised before the break here at WHGM Gold and the Bowers Law Talk, we are going to go into a segment that I call Today in Florida Man. What is Today in Florida Man? Well, everybody's heard of the Florida Man Challenge and putting in your birthday or something like that and finding out what some crazy Florida man did some time ago. We are looking at today. We're looking at Saturday, August 8th. Well, it may not have been a Saturday then, but this one goes back to 2018. And it's very topical because whether you like it or not, a lot of people end up getting into these arguments on social media and otherwise. And, you know, I like to try to avoid that. And to each his own, but this week's Florida Man goes back to August 8th of 2018. The topic or the headline here is Florida Man Shoots Facebook Friend in Buttocks After Political Argument. Perhaps an opportunity to give legal advice when I said that I wouldn't hear. Don't do that. Maybe that's just common sense, but it looks like there was an argument and somebody was going back and forth having one of these highly critical and will certainly determine everything that's going to happen next in the world Facebook arguments. And 44-year-old Brian Sebring showed up to his Facebook friend's house and shot him twice based on one of those arguments. So again, it gets heated out there, but let's not do that. All right. Let's not be a Florida man. So after that, we're going to get into this week's topic and talk about the information that is important to get after an accident. Now, I am talking about at the accident scene. So it just happened. Maybe we've gotten out of the car. Hopefully we are not hurt to the point where we can't get out of the car. But here are some of the big important things to get that if you're contacting my office and you come in and we're going to want a lot of this stuff, and you can't always trust a police report for accuracy, and you can't always trust a police report to have all the information. Sometimes officers can only get the side of the story from one of the parties that are involved, but hopefully the police come out. Hopefully they can do a report. That's probably the best thing, though, if we can get that. But sometimes those things take time to obtain, depending on the jurisdiction. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks to get a police report. I remember handling a lot of these cases back in 2015 in Baltimore City after the riots, and it took us 2 months to get police reports for auto accident cases. It just wasn't a priority at the time. And a lot of these cases ended up in limbo because clients just assumed that there was going to be a police report. The police report would have all the information on it, and they'd be fine from there. So one of the things that's important to get is photos at the accident scene. Number one, photos of the damage to the vehicle, photos of where the vehicles are sitting after the accident happens. Sometimes that can help us determine a dispute in how the accident might have actually taken place. License plates. We typically can run through the DMV a license plate and get somebody's insurance information. So a lot of times we have dealt with situations over the years where somebody gives an insurance card. It inadvertently, it's an old insurance card. They just changed their insurance recently. An old card's in the glove box. Everybody's in a frantic situation because this accident just happened. The stress levels are high and just it's a mistake. They give the wrong insurance card. I don't think in many of these situations they're trying to do anything, you know, shady or malicious. They just, here's my insurance card. They're not paying attention. Maybe, you know, a spouse or mom and dad or somebody like that changed the insurance recently and didn't put the new card in the box, or maybe it's not on top. So those help us kind of figure out what the insurance is now. Photos of the other person's driver's license. Fun fact, maybe a scary fact, I can get more information from somebody's driver's license and their driver's license number than I can by running a credit report. It's true story. So get photos of the driver's license. We're not going to dig into their credit history or anything like that, but that helps us know what vehicles they're attached to and what insurance policies they're attached to. In some situations, that might make a big difference in moving these cases forward. Again, we mentioned photos of the vehicle. It's important to take them as the vehicles rest if you can, and certainly before they get onto a tow truck. Sometimes if a bumper is knocked halfway off of a vehicle, the tow truck driver is going to yank that whole thing off before putting it on the tow truck. Now, when it gets where it's going, we're not getting an accurate picture of how everything looked at the time of the accident. And also, get information on everybody that was involved. Sometimes there's passengers in the other vehicles. Sometimes there's not. If you can get everybody else's information, again, these are things that will customarily go on a police report, but you're probably going to want to take them from the scene. That way you have them day one. You don't have to wait. Even our police report, our police agencies around here, typically we can get these reports within a week. But I could tell you that if we have situations and where our first responders are busy with hurricane cleanup, like in the past week, I can guarantee you the accident reports may not be the A1 priority, nor should they be. And those delays, they can be frustrating, they can be annoying, but if your attorney's got all the information that they need, then we can move forward and do everything that we need to do before that police report even shows up. one of the things that we offer our clients in the office and anybody that really wants one. So if you want to request one through our website, we have these little cards that you could put in your glove box that literally just have a list of all of the information to get. So if you want to, if you go to BowersLawMD.com, just type into one of our contact forms, hey, send me one of those accident cards. We're going to send you one of those cards to throw in your glove box, and they can be incredibly helpful. So after this, we're going to go on a little bit of break here and, again, pay for more of this segment with WHGM Gold. I want to thank you guys for having us here. And after the break, we are going to come back and take a few questions from you. So if you have questions, call or text in 410-939-9446 or find us on Facebook. Bowers Law MD is our Facebook page. You can message us through there. We're going to take some questions there and hopefully fit in what we can. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is WHGM Gold.
Good morning. This is Clyde from Rising Sun. Wanted to know about my brother. He was just in an accident. His car is not drivable and he's not sure how he's going to pay for it. And I was wondering how he could pay for that and a lawyer like yourself on top of it. Thanks.
Hey, Clyde. Thanks for calling in. It's good to have somebody from my side of the river there calling in and having some questions here. It's actually a question that we get a lot because this is a unique type of law where we don't get paid up front. We get paid based on what results we get for our clients, which means a client comes into our office, they pay absolutely nothing to sit down with us and talk about it, you know, their situation and their accident case. We get to work once they decide that they want to hire us right away, contacting insurance companies, collecting medical bills and records on their behalf. Eventually, it all comes to the finish line of negotiating a settlement. And that's when we get paid. We get paid when our clients get paid. So they not only don't pay for a consult, they don't pay upfront or even throughout the process. So it makes it beyond affordable because at the end of these things, when we're successful for our clients, we are actually giving them a check and not the other way around. So good question. Anybody who is dealing with a situation like this where they're worried about, hey, I'm going to have to get a rental car or I'm going to have to pay a deductible or what's going to happen if I owe more on my vehicle than it's worth, how am I on top of that going to pay for an attorney? It's certainly not a concern that we have for anybody in our office because of the way that our fees are structured. So yeah, thanks for the question. And if your brother wants to talk to us about it, again, like I said, he can call our office, the 410-885-6200. We are happy to talk to him. No obligation. We'll tell him what we can do for him and get everything taken care of for him. Thanks.
My name's Sherry. You represented my daughter after she was involved in a head-on motor vehicle collision. We weren't able to get anywhere with the other driver's insurance company, and we hired your law firm. You were able to settle the case within months for us, so thank you.
Absolutely.
My question for you today is, I remember during the process, you suggested increasing the amount of coverage on our the PIP coverage on our insurance. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I love getting this question because it's something that it doesn't get explained a lot by a lot of law firms that handle this kind of stuff. And I'd like to think that I take a little bit more time with our clients when they're in the office going through things like their own insurance coverage. It might seem counterintuitive because, well, somebody else was at fault for this accident. They're going to pay everything out. But the important thing to know is that there are things on your own insurance policy that will come in and offset some of these medical bills that will pay them or will pay time that you miss from work, regardless of fault. And at the end of the claim, when we're done handling everything, it ends up putting more money in our client's pocket because when we resolve these cases for our clients, it's done at the very end. It's either done in a lump sum settlement or we go to the court and the judge or a jury says, hey, this is what we're awarding as a verdict, and that's it. So if you miss time from work, if you want medical bills paid throughout the process, that what's called personal injury protection coverage, and that's something that's on your insurance policy. It is a coverage in Maryland where the amount of coverage that you start with, the baseline, the default coverage, so to speak, is only $2,500 per person per accident, which it might seem like a lot of money. You might be running through your head right now, hey, what are all the things I can do with $2,500? That's, I mean, you know, a friend of mine or a spouse can go to an all-inclusive resort for a week for $2,500, both of us, things like that. But when it comes to medical care, if you get in an ambulance and you go to the hospital and you get x-rays or a CAT scan or an MRI, you may have already exceeded $2,500 before you leave the hospital. So the money doesn't go particularly far. And typically, and I'm not an insurance agent, but one thing you'll notice from week to week on the show is that I talk a lot about insurance because I think knowing more about your own insurance is incredibly important. Increasing that coverage up to what the maximum in Maryland is of $10,000 per person per accident is usually only a couple bucks a month. It's not something that every insurance agent is going to talk to you about. The really good ones are. We have plans to have some of our favorite insurance agents come visit the show in weeks upcoming, so we could talk about that kind of stuff directly with them. But certainly, and I could tell you right now, and this maybe this is going to qualify as legal advice that applies to everybody, don't buy an insurance policy, not an auto insurance policy, online. Those online things are not personal at all, as you can imagine. Typically, if you were to go buy through Company X online, you're going to get the exact same rate for the exact same coverage as if you used an agent, which really translates into you get the agent for free. So why not use them? The agents can answer questions like that. And we have great relationships with some of the agents in Harford and Cecil County that know exactly what's important. Insurance is something you don't want to use, but you hope that you have the best of it when you need to. And that PIP insurance, again, usually it's a couple bucks a month, and it makes all the difference if you're ever in an accident again. I hope that answers the question. But yeah, take a look at that coverage that you have. I know that we looked through yours when you guys were in the office and we were wrapping everything up for you. But for anybody else out there, you know, you can call our office anytime. Not even for legal representation, just say, hey, I want you to take a look at my insurance policy. You're going to get me to look at that policy, not as somebody that can sell you insurance, because I don't sell insurance. I'm not licensed to. I'm not looking into getting licensed. I quite frankly don't know what it takes to get licensed because it's not what I do, but I know a lot about it. And I like to advise my clients of, hey, if you have this or if you have that in a situation, you're really going to wish that you had this or that. And then you can take it to your agent and shop that out and find out what the prices are, because I can't sell it to you. So yeah, thanks for calling, Sherry. I'm glad to hear that you guys are happy with what we did for you. We aim to please whenever we can. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you for the information.
All right. And I've got one other question here that looks like it has come through our chat line on Facebook. So if you find us on Facebook, we're at Bowers Law MD. And if you just search for Bowers Law, you're going to find us. We're here in Elkton, and you know, it's pretty easy to find. There might be, I think there's one in Missouri or something like that. They're not going to answer your questions, at least not the same way that I will, pertaining to accidents and situations that happen in Maryland. But Rachel has messaged us wanting to know what happens if an accident occurs on property that's considered to be private, like a parking lot. How do you figure out who's at fault and everything like that? So circling back to the segment earlier that we were talking about with the things that you should do after an accident is, number one, take pictures of everything. Sometimes where those vehicles are positioned after the accident tell a lot of the story. Where the damage directly after the accident is tells the story, but it might seem minor, but it's important to call the police and get them to come out and try to get them to do a report. Hopefully they will take statements from both parties. that report isn't evidence, but sometimes it helps point in the right direction and helps get the answers that we need moving forward. So hopefully that is helpful. And again, if you want to go back to the archives of the earlier segment, I think they're going to be on WHGM on their website. You can listen to that stuff anytime once it gets posted there and re-listen to those answers. Or again, like I said, give us a call at the office. But those kind of things to get at the accident scene, including trying to have the police do a report when possible, they can make or break a situation. So yeah, thanks for that call. And that is about all the time that we have for right now. So I want to thank everybody for listening in this morning at WHGM Gold. We will be back here next week at 9 a.m. And we are going to talk a little bit more about what makes these accidents, you know, what are we looking at when we resolve these cases, when we go to court. So if that's a topic that's of interest to you, if you have questions about it, feel free to tune in next week, WHGM Gold at 100.5 or 104.7. And, you know, get ready to give us those questions that you have next week at 410-939-9446. And anytime, if you have questions for our office, 410-885-6200. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope it continues to be helpful for you. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you.